Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, this doesn't always happen, but my friend Christopher John Curtis had the best message, the most appropriate message for all runners of Boston here on this fine morning, fine December morning in the Seaport. Runners have one job today, and that is simply beat Greg. There is no alternative. If you lose to Greg Hill in the Jingle All the Way 5K, Curtis, happening right outside these beautiful windows and Scorpion Bar, you will never live that down.
No. If you can't beat Greg Hill, who some people prepare by carb loading, he caviar loaded. Did you see those stories? So Lockober was my dad's father's favorite place in Boston. It was for very special occasions, and it was like graduations or whatever, and we would go, and it would be this two-hour dinner, and it was unbelievable. Just the lobster, they had a lobster. Savannah, is that what it's called?
I'll buy that.
Like a poor man's lobster, which is actually ironic. But it was an unbelievable spot that's since closed. And I guess one day a year they like redo Lockovers or something. And so they were there yesterday for five. I don't know what Greg does. I am tired watching his Instagram stories. And I'm younger than him by 18 years.
Well, he did stop by the set before he went out on the course. His parting words were, maybe I should take this dip out, I believe is the last thing he said, right, as he walked out the door.
I think that's what Neil Armstrong said.
He is a great American. You got to admit that.
He is, truly.
But Ken and Curtis are here. We are dangerously on Twitch, as we are wont to be here on Saturday mornings. Eamon is here. Griffin is here. The whole morning show crew is here. This is actually like a real live remote broadcast.
I love it. So what time does Greg arrive, do you think? What's the over-under on the...
So I was looking into this. So the gun went off at 9 o'clock for a 5K. This is all benefiting the Greg Hill Foundation, of course.
Slowest 5K ever.
Right. Well, the fastest is 12 minutes, 35 seconds.
12 minutes, so that's what, 4-minute miles, basically?
Pretty much. You can walk it. You know, this is a walkable event. Bobes checked in and said Greg is planning to walk it. So what is the walking pace for a 3-mile?
Okay, well, thanks to Google AI, the slowest 5K times vary significantly based on age and fitness. That's clear. But the slowest times recorded in statistical data are approximately 54 minutes and 12 seconds for women and 48 minutes, 55 seconds specifically for men 70+.
Okay. All right, well, that's so.
So if he's not in before 50 minutes... We're going home.
All right. Now, so a longtime fans of the show, Joe, is here, and he's going to go out and just check, you know, wellness check every so often. So, Joe, that's your job today. So make sure he's all right.
We have, like, you know how the president has that the van that has his, like, blood type and everything following him? We have a defibrillator, like, right 16 on the course right now. He doesn't look well. His coloring's off.
Well, as you said, I don't think he pre-gamed this very well last night and into this morning.
I've never actually had caviar. What is it?
I couldn't describe it. Courtney gave me some at the Newport Road Show this year for the first time.
If you didn't know it was really expensive, would you want it?
No. It had a weird consistency, and I don't think it tasted like much of anything.
It's such a weird thing. Like, isn't it like eggs of some?
I think you're right.
All right. Like, let's not try that hard to be rich. Like,
by the way, you are decked out today. You have Celtics pants on today.
Yeah, right here.
Sweatpants or like jogging pants.
The only thing Wiggy has ever given me, other than a headache, are these pants, and they were Wick Grosbeck delivered. So yeah, I have.
You're teamed up, and the Celtics are hot.
Yeah, they say Missoula on the ass cheeks.
I don't want to like be a whiner out of the gate, but that is what a
that's you. Unlikely bosses. Sorry, carry on.
That's true. What a waste of a basketball game last night. Celtics, Lakers, and nobody on the team plays. If you paid for that, like out of your hard-earned money to go to the Garden last night and watch Celtics, Lakers, were you disappointed at what you saw, or was it just happy that they keep winning?
I don't, like, honestly, I think I'd rather go to see Cats than go to an NBA game. Like, I find it to be so boring, so dull, that the broadcasts are horrific. Like, they're all honked up to the gills.
Oh, games are good. Games in person are awesome.
Yeah,
especially if you're, like, floor level and you can see the athletic.
So you can see LeBron's big, whatever, bucket hat.
Well, that's all he got last night, yeah, and picking his teeth.
I mean, what's that about? The bucket hat on the sideline?
Yeah, he's looking for the retirement.
And Bronny's out there. Yeah, I don't know. It's not for me. I find it to be, like, the playoffs are great. I'll watch those all day long. The regular season NBA, last night is Exhibit 72, why it's not for me.
Well, what is for you are the New England Patriots. You had predicted 10 wins before the season, and here we are at the bye week, and they have 11. You undersold this team. I think I mocked you for picking 10 before the year began.
Yep.
Not only were you right, you were actually...
undersold.
Yeah, you undersold them, and it's quite amazing. They're the one seed. They are 11-2. They have the Bills for a hat T-shirt game, which will be back out on the road for a Greg Hill event a week from tomorrow at McGonigal's in Dorchester before Pat's Bills, and that is for the AFC East. That is amazing with 5 games left in the season.
Yeah, and I talked about this with Ty, I think, on Tuesday. This week was crazy. And I'm curious your take. So the reason I thought 10 wins was everything the Patriots failed at the offseason prior, they succeeded. They brought in a head coach that had gravitas, that knew how to build a culture. They surrounded him with an offensive and defensive coaching staff worthy of an NFL team. They brought in guys like Doug Marrone. They brought in guys like the weird porn stash Ben McAdoo. Like people that had actually been head coaches in the NFL, they came in. And you figured that so many of the flaws the year prior would at least be negated by half in that you have a coordinator who knows how to mold a guy like Drake May. He did it with Mac Jones. And so that's why I came to 10 wins. But now that we're sitting here they're 11-2, so 4 games left.
What 5 games left.
5 games. Aren't they 11-2?
Yeah.
They're 17-game season there, Chief.
Okay, 4 games left.
Jesus, Mary. Did you get a 1,500 on the SATs?
Out of my head, 5 games. I guess I included the Giants game. Who do they have left?
They have the Bills, Ravens. The Ravens, the Jets.
Jets and Dolphins. That's it? Okay. Right.
And then the playoffs.
Right.
And if they have to win, if they get a bye, they have to get 2 wins to go to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
And that Super Bowl is in San Francisco.
I gave you a great breakdown yesterday of the history of the one seed.
I know, but that's saying that to those guys is like me, you know, understanding what a caviar tastes like. We've always had the debate, Bill versus Tom. We're not doing that, thank God.
We're going to do Bill versus Kraft today.
We could. But as it pertains to the NFL today, what is more essential, Vrabel and his staff or Drake May?
If I had to pick, and it's tough because that's not an easy question, you would agree there's nuance.
There's definitely, well, because you look at a team that's got the biggest game of the weekend that can end the season of the AFC reigning champ for many years, the Kansas City Chiefs, with a guy like D'Amico Ryans who came in and changed the culture and the opposite, you know, but similar, a linebacker had success, young quarterback, and he changed the fortunes of that team, I would say, more than C.J. Stroud.
I would pick Vrabel for the start of the process. And then once you get it established, I don't think it's that important. Like, Vrabel could now leave and Drake May could win with Joe Mazzulla as the coach or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fair.
So, but the initial building of it is important. Now, working against my theory is the Mike Tomlin theory, because I was there when Cowher had established it, and Tomlin came in and just carried it for a little while, and they won a Super Bowl, and now they are in a they're stuck in Tomlinville, which is average, perpetual average.
Right.
But in this case,
but entertaining press conferences in Tomlinville.
Yeah, you get a catchy phrase every now and then. But this case, Bill had wrecked it, and so they needed somebody to come in and rebuild it, and Vrabel did that as well as anybody maybe ever has in the history of the league. What a turnaround. I mean, he had cash. He had cash to burn, which Mayo didn't.
Yeah.
But it is a masterful job. But now, dude, don't you think McDaniels could take over and just...
I don't know.
I think
I don't
could.
Know. Obviously, I've always been quarterback, and I saw what happened. A good example for your argument is, you know, you're there with Bruce Arians, and then Bruce Arians leaves, and, you know, Todd Bowles takes over, and it's relatively similar. The other thing, too, before we get too deep into this, the Steelers, almost identical winning percentages for Cowher and Tomlin for, like, 40 years. Like, the Steelers win 6 to 7 games out of 10 every year. That's just the baseline, which shows maybe that the coach isn't nearly as important as the guy that's picking the players.
Yeah, that's true. Cowher was ripped for being the great underachiever until he finally won one.
Right. I mean, you look at that team with Roethlisberger and, you know, 15-1, and then they win the Super Bowl the next year with the worst performance in the history of the Super Bowl by Roethlisberger against the Seahawks. Weird, weird Hines Ward MVP game. But when you think about building a team today...
But think about Mayo, the disaster of Mayo. We saw it last year. He had Drake May. They were a mess. I know he didn't get to spend. How much different is Vrabel against Mayo in the process of a year ago? The importance of a coach year over year.
Yeah, I guess I would also – so I agree with you. I think that the Patriots being where they are now has more to do with Vrabel and bringing in – because it's not like Morgan Moses and Harold Landry and – the guy that's, what's his name? The linebacker comes on with us.
Splain.
Like, it's not like anybody was lining up saying, these are the no-brainer guys to bring in.
No, these guys, I don't know if they were mocked for these signings, but it wasn't praised.
But
it was a Johan Oviedo response for a lot of them.
Right. I had a big Johan when that happened. what they did this offseason was purge the captain room. Bring in Mike Vrabel. He brought in his guys.
Yep.
And that is the culture of this organization today. And while Drake May has been spectacular, I think he's the MVP of the league and all of that, it is such a big ask in the NFL now to just think that the quarterback will solve everything. And now we see how many guys leave the Jets, leave a woebegone franchise, join a team with Sean McVay. Look at Mac Jones with the 49ers. You're not going to tell me that that's more quarterback than coach.
Even the Bears, wouldn't you say it's more Ben Johnson than Caleb?
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. I guess maybe if it was a, if in 2 years the Patriots win a Super Bowl and Mike Vrabel gets offered to go coach the Saudi Arabian Football League and you bring in Josh McDaniels to replace him, I think you'd be fine for a bit.
I think that's true.
But the culture, yeah. What we're talking about is how do you create the championship culture?
Yep.
And with this team, you can't oversell what Vrabel's done.
I think they'd be here with Joe Milton. They'd be 11-2 with Joe. I'd get my first Joe Milton reference in.
Have they been clamoring for him in Dallas? I haven't heard that.
When he came in a couple weeks ago, he was electric at mop-up duty.
He really is. He's like, well, that's the Michael Bishop era.
But now to push back on our own argument, I do want to take some calls on this. I think it's an interesting debate. Who is more responsible for the Patriots' success, Mike Vrabel or Drake May? If you have to pick, 11-2 at the bye week, you have to marvel where they are. They both deserve credit, obviously. But if you had to pick one, we're forcing you. Curtis is making you.
Right.
Vrabel or May, 617-779-7937, text or calls. Vrabel did not win in Tennessee. He did have a one seed, but they got eliminated in their first round game. It was the divisional round game, their first game after the bye. So he won to a point. Why couldn't he win there? If he's this great Shakes and he's the man.
I think he would tell you, and I don't know, I can ask him, that he didn't have the ability to bring in the guys that he knew would be able to implement the plan he was putting in place. And that the owner stepped in and she and him didn't get along. And that what drew him to the Patriots was the ability to have the authority to bring in guys like Morgan Moses, guys like, you know, the... Splain, guys like that he felt were the glue guys that could help his organization take seed.
But it's hard to argue, like, if he had Joe Burrow, he probably wins a title. If he had Patrick Mahomes, he probably wins a title. So that goes back to, well, the quarterback's more important.
But the issue with the quarterback plan is that you have to be exceptionally lucky, and other people have to be stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and not to say that you take Jaden Daniels, you're dumb, but I think in 10 years it's going to be, oh, man, what if we had Drake May? I think they're probably saying that in Washington, D.C. right now. And so you not only – but think about this year or last year, this year. So the Titans had the first pick in the draft. They took Cam Ward, who I mean, I didn't think he was great in college.
I told you he sucked. I said I'd take Milton over Cam Ward, and I got mocked for it.
Well, Ted Johnson was enraged.
He's still enraged. He still rips me. Every time I see him, Teddy just like, I can't believe you said that about Joe Milton.
When I see Teddy, I say, you're right. I walk past.
I tell him that.
And I change my pants. The Patriots, I feel like, were fortunate in many respects. They were fortunate that no team hired Mike Vrabel, that the Cleveland Browns had this guy on their staff.
Unbelievable.
And said, we're good with Stefanski.
Unreal.
That the rest of the NFL allowed him to be like a special assistant.
What other coaches were hired last year, other than Mayo?
I mean,
that passed over?
Well, the one guy already got fired with the Titans, the kid of the Callahan kid.
Yeah, of course, that. I mean, they wasn't going to back to the Titans. But still, like, around the league, there had to be 5, 6, 7 teams that passed on Vrabel.
I was going to make a Callahan Tommy Boy reference, but I realize you don't like it.
I just watched it for you like a month ago.
Well,
it was good.
I mean, Tommy Callahan took over the brake pad business.
Yeah, he gets
Callahan Auto.
Right in the middle of the lake there.
I mean, you have to have the right people in place, and you have to have the right guy available when you're looking for a quarterback, and that is all totally out of the control of the team that's picking. But here they are, and Drake May's like 22, Mike Vrabel just 50. You have the more cash than you could ever need to spend, and now it's sort of up to, I think, the debate that we'll get into coming up, which is Kraft versus Vrabel. Who will be more important in terms of the longevity of what they're about to build?
I mean, your son James will be hosting this program by the time the night is the end.
I hope he's on radio. I hope he actually has a good career.
Shime and James.
Shime and James, good Lord, please. Well,
you think Shime? Shime picked May, obviously, in the debate. Is that accurate?
That would be accurate, I believe.
Is he a Vrabel skeptic, or does he give Vrabel?
No, he's a. I don't know if you know this. He doesn't like McDaniels.
I heard that. Okay.
I feel it's impossible. Like, even if you didn't like the Vrabel hire for whatever reason, he sucked in Tennessee. He's overrated. Whatever. I don't know of anybody, maybe Cora, that has had this beginning where it's like, wow, we have been missing all of this.
Yeah.
Maybe Ime, when he was here.
But you're right about Cora. That was an unbelievable one. He comes in and wins 108. I thought they should hire Ron Gardenhire. That was my pick before the year began.
That's why you're in charge of the company.
617-779-7937. Much to get to here from the Scorpion Bar. It is a Boston staple.
By the way, Pete Thamel on game day, Southeast Zone. He's right down the street.
Looks sharp. He's got the spectacles on today. We do have a big college slate. We are going to have both games today on FM. Georgia, Alabama, the SEC championship game, and then tonight, Ohio State, Indiana, joined in progress. So two good games on today in the college slate.
I once went out to a sports bar to watch the World Cup in, like, Korea, or Vuvuzela Land, or whatever the hell it was going on. And it was Pete Thamel, Damon Amendolara, and Adam Kaufman. Sitting next to Adam Kaufman watching soccer is the closest thing to hell that ever has existed on planet Earth.
Do you know who called those games? Because I was working at EEI at the time, and they were on late night, and I had to work overnights, and I had to record them. It was Jack Edwards.
No way.
He was on the call of those games from Korea, if
Very
I recall.
Exciting.
Is that the area you
I believe
about?
It was, 2001? Yeah. We were like Jerry Remy's sports bar. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, what a great memory.
It is.
Greg Hill Foundation, Jingle All the Way, 5K going on. Has Greg gotten off the starting blocks yet? It is 9:15.
He's at the cheese block.
We're hopeful. And we're at Scorpion Bar, a big night venue. You can see all of Big Night Venues at bignight.com. And here is David Azarin, what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Great song choice from David Azar, our producer. Walk of Life, emphasis on walk for Greg. And the Jingle All the Way 5K. Life, I'm not so sure about.
It's amazing. It's actually perfect weather for it.
You think so? It is.
It was cold yesterday. Brutal.
Pretty brick out there, to use the Wiggy term. I'm Ken Laird, along with my good friend Christopher John Curtis.
Is Wiggy here?
Ken Curtis Show. I've not seen Wiggy, not heard from Wiggy. Santo was here last year. We're hoping to get Santo Claus back, but I'm not sure about that. We will have... Are you leaving early today or no?
Yeah, I got it around 10:30, quarter of 11.
What a life this guy leaves.
What a life.
10:30, he's just...
I mean, I work 6 days a week, and the only person here that actually has an opinion that matters in the world...
It's your fourth early exit in the last month.
Well, hit the dump button.
It's like if we had a Broadway show and you left like before the final act, would that be legit or not?
If we had a Broadway show, it would just be Jesus Christ Superstar.
I'll take that. Thank you. Anyway, hot stove half hour then when you're gone with Baseball Brett and, Greg, and Greg Hill.
So I love it.
You're going to miss that.
Talking ball.
Put that on your radio and your drive out of here.
Do you think they're going to spend?
Ken Rosenthal has some reporting on that I'd like to get to, by the way.
So can I ask a question?
What's your meetings next week?
When Sam Kennedy joins the show and I ask him about their plans, you know what he always says?
What's he say?
Why would we give our competitors an advantage knowing what we're going to do? Right. I'm not. I don't want to be called a liar.
He has said that once.
I mean, many times.
Thanks for the donut, by the way.
Oh yeah, it's on me. On the donut. So he says to us when we ask their plans in their spending off-season budgeting. He says, "I'm not going to let the teams that we're competing against know of our plans. That gives us a disadvantage."
Keep it close to the vest.
Then John Henry just is like, "Yeah, we're not spending."
Well, he didn't say they're not spending.
Well, I mean, he revealed whether they were or weren't. He were or were not. He gave the plans to the media. So, like, it's all just, like, that's what just bothers me about those guys. It's like, you don't have to try so hard to be disingenuous. Like, just do your best and don't say you're going to be something. Do it. And don't tell us that nothing's changed when everybody with functioning eyes and a brain knows that the way that they approach their team building has shifted.
Well, they're in the trade market lately, and they got Crochet last year and two trades so far. But before we get into the Red Sox, okay, can we get back to our question, which is, more credit, coach or the quarterback if you had to pick one, on the text line, 617-779-7937, 518 text, Belichick or Brady, Vrabel or May, here we go again. So is this question by its very definition redundant and frustrating for Pats fans who had to live with Bledsoe or Brady, Brady or Belichick. There's been a lot of these questions over the years.
We did a lot of who's to blame. This is who's to praise. Like, yeah, it's not. Right. I feel like this is a more optimistic
touch to it. Good point. Like that. Okay. 774 texter. Put it this way. Drake May would be screwed if we had some idiot coaches we saw last year. Vrabel will bring in quality players. He will coach smartly. His team will be competitive regardless of quarterback. We saw that in Tennessee, so there's your answer.
And I even think that the NFL has shifted the last 5 years. Like, I think with the Bucs in 2020, that was an offensive juggernaut with Brady at the helm that had been driven off the road by Jameis Winston, and they were able to, you know, eventually they got rid of the Arians offense and just did what Tom had done all those years here, and then they won all those games and won the Super Bowl. And those Chiefs teams, too, with Tyreek Hill, were very, not gimmicky, but they were not the championship kind of teams that we have seen over the course of the NFL. And I think in the early 2000s, when the Patriots won those three, and recently, the NFL has gotten more, it appears more like the NFL of 20 years ago than it does of the 50 touchdowns, the crazy offensive stats that it had recently. I just think that in that case, the coach has more of a say, the roster management, the teams are closer together. There's more parity than when there was that little, like, 6 year run where it was going to be Brady or Mahomes winning every year.
Well, now, speaking of the Chiefs, who, if indeed the Chiefs dynasty is concluded, and they still do, I believe, this morning I saw they have like a 30% chance to make the postseason. 30, 35%. Maybe that's if they beat Houston. I forget.
Yeah, that's got to be.
So, I mean, they're still in the hunt. But let's assume they miss. Who is more to blame for them missing, Mahomes or Andy Reid? Who's fallen off the cliff?
I think Mahomes has.
I agree. There's something wrong. He's just not the same guy this year.
So do you see, I mean, we all watch a lot of Chiefs games because they're always on national TV and they're interesting. The amount of, remember when Johnny Damon would throw a guy out and he'd have to like Johnny tumble Damon. Down, he'd like throw, like it took everything and he'd fall down. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like that's what, when Mahomes throws deep, he has to like do the Damon, like I don't know what happened, I don't know whether it's always been the case, but his stats, I talk about it on the Greg Hill Show all the time. He has had a sub 97 passer rating the last 3 years.
He's currently 13th in rating in the NFL,
it's at
95.
90, yeah, so like
96.
Tom Brady at the age of 44 threw 43 touchdown passes and 11 picks.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 4,000 plus or 5,000 yard passing year was Brady in 2021.
Mahomes 22 touchdowns, 7 picks. Not the worst, but.
But this is what I'm talking about. Is
not elite.
Go back to 2016 and get the Max Kellerman Cliff stuff. Like, he had had better seasons than this. And everybody was waiting for it to end, whereas Mahomes is in his prime and he's going to miss the playoffs.
Who is going to be the first national guy to say, Mahomes is falling off the cliff, the dynasty is over, you know, they're not good anymore? Because that will take some balls to rule the Chiefs out. Nobody wants to do it.
Who is going to be? That's a good question.
Even I'm not ready to go there.
Cam.
Are you?
Cam Alama Ding Dong. He's always in charge of that.
He owes us one.
Yeah.
774 text. 774 text. It's a case of both. They gave May the tools to win. But Vrabel has changed the culture. He's gotten the team to gel. If I had to give a bit more credit, it's to the coach and the staff. I think people, you know, that's not an embarrassing thing to say. You can still be a Drake May fan and just give Vrabel a little bit more of the credit.
Yeah,
setting it up.
Especially because we've seen the team. So we had two seasons with two different coaches with this roster. Obviously, Bill didn't have Drake May. But they went 4-13 and 4-13. The change this offseason was Vrabel and the ability to spend not on the roster only, but also on the staff to surround Vrabel with, where, like, I don't know how to describe it, but there was a long period with Belichick where they'd show him on the sideline, even in that Super Bowl 49 against the Seahawks when they was second and goal at the one and the clock's ticking, they have timeouts. Everybody's like, why aren't the Patriots calling a timeout? I'm looking at Bill and I just have complete faith that he's going to, like, yeah. That this is, yeah. I look at Vrabel. And I go back to it a lot, that Saints game, which was immediately following the Bills upset in New Orleans, right? That was the, like, trap game everybody was worried about. The Patriots have the ball. They get a first down, and there's just over 2 minutes left in the game. And the player, I think it was Booty, I'm not sure, got down in bounds, and they said he was out of bounds. They challenge it. And right before the 2 minute, you challenge. After 2 minutes, it's all up to the NFL. And it wasn't a big deal. They win the game either way, no matter what. But it was like this level of attention to detail that they had none of it in the last couple of years prior.
Certainly have not. To the phones we go. Let's try North Providence and JP to kick us off today. Hi, JP.
Ken Curtis. Couple of quick things. I'll be at Scorps. Love it. I'll be there tonight. I'll be Tuscan Kitchen right over to Scorps. You get there before 9:30, no cover charge. So, great place. Two quick questions. When you were with DA, was he having fried calamari? And do you think Jonathan and Vrabel are a great fit that this is the move going forward, that the old man, if he gets in the hall, will retire sooner and Jonathan and Vrabel take the team forward?
Yeah, I think Roberts, by and large, retired. I mean,
He wouldn't give up. He would still go to the games. He's still a part of the.
It's like being a king. As long as you're alive, you're the king. Why not? I mean, So, I know Jonathan and Bill were rough at the end. I mean, that was clearly. I mean, you saw the quote from Belichick to Ben Volen about how there's no owners here that come down and tell me how to do my job, which really, you know, aged like poop in the street. But I don't really worry about Vrabel and Jonathan Kraft. Winning solves everything, and I have no idea how Jonathan's going to run it. I don't think it's going to be much different because I think he's been running it for several years now.
Now, it is weird. So the Patriots put out a graphic, and so did Bill, right, of Bill and Kraft arm-in-arm this
finalists.
Week.
When the finalists. Bill's, like, looking lovingly at Robert in the picture.
It looks like an old Renaissance painting of, adoration. But if indeed – that has to be, I would think, the Kraft's – trying to play to the NFL or the voters like we should go in together. Because I would assume there's a fear from Robert that Bill gets in and he doesn't, which is like a worst-case scenario, right? You're both finalists and you're short again and Bill is the guy that gets in and you don't.
So I don't know I don't think they've expected Robert to get in.
Oh, really?
That there had been...
Despite some of these other schmuck owners that have gotten ahead of him?
No, it's not that he's – they all think he's deserving of getting in.
They knew there's a vendetta?
This was explained to me over the summer where there was a change in the process.
Briefed? Scoops, yes. Curtis?
I was briefed on this, but, I mean, nothing crazy. Just that they changed the process of the contributor and all these different clauses of how people are voted in, and that there are such a backlog of owners and people that are in the contributor category that – for some reason, don't quote me, it was unlikely that Robert would get in. Now that, I don't know, I haven't heard since he's become a finalist. I think it would be perfect for them to go in together. It's absurd that, it really is perfect timing because you have this offseason, or this season, right before the Super Bowl, you have Robert and Bill possibly going in together. And then next year, I think it's Tom goes in, right? Is that 5 years for Tom?
That seems about right. So, he was in 2021, was his last year?
22. Maybe another year. Either way, it's just, it would be great if they went in together. It would obviously,
Brady speak for both?
No.
Induct them both together?
No, he would be.
Combo?
He'd be hanging with Al Davis in the seats with the Raider people. But it would be interesting. Who do you think would introduce Bill?
I think Bill would ask Tom.
What about LT?
Oh, that's a good call. LT and Jordan, all the Carolina guys.
What if Brady asked Jordan to introduce him?
Yeah, maybe Jordan.
That would be great.
Gretzky pronounced the country of Jordan last night.
So I missed all this yesterday. So why did it take 4 hours? Who's got the good draw? What's in Foxborough?
There's 48 teams. They have all these groups. I'm no expert. And still, we're on short today. I think they will determine the United States group. No, the United States, I think we know, is playing on the West Coast. But I think the Foxborough group... We're not sure who's playing there, which groups are playing at Foxborough.
Yeah, the U.S. game is in SoFi.
Right, or it could be San Francisco, I think.
Okay. Well, either way, I feel like it's impossible to bring in one and not the other when it comes to those two, because all the things that – it's the thing that's so strange to me about the Kraft and Belichick dynamic, obviously understanding that relationships evolve and change and all that, the way in which Robert – the reason Robert's not in the Hall of Fame – is because of going to the bat for Bill Belichick during Spygate.
Really? You think so?
Yes. Ken,
well,
you and I have...
Well, he threw him under the bus after.
What?
I mean, okay. He called him a schmuck anyway.
Bill Belichick saddled up to Roger Goodell, the new young commissioner, and said, we're going to destroy these tapes,
right?
And we're going to give him a massive fine. He's not being suspended. We're not losing him. And that enraged the owners across the NFL. That's why Brady got hit so hard for stupid PSI in a football, because they need to get their comeuppance. They were given a pass for something as awful as Spygate, according to them.
Well, they should hold that against Bill then and not Kraft.
But the point is, it's so weird is that Bill hates Robert when Robert is not in the Hall of Fame because of what he did to save Bill. Right?
I don't know. I guess. It's confusing.
It's not confusing at all. Bill Belichick was going to get railroaded by the NFL if they had released all those films of him looking at the sideline, down in distance, the play call, all that. Think about what that would have been in a Super Bowl if you had something like that. So they got rid of it. They buried it. Robin Glazer was there with an axe.
Right.
And
now they're taking it out on Kraft.
Right.
Okay. Seems to me they should take it out on Bill, but if they're going to take it out on anybody.
I'm sure there are people that do, but you can't really argue that after that happened that Bill wasn't, equally as successful.
Now, back to an earlier comment, you hate the NBA, basically.
Yeah.
617 text, Curtis, the NFL has ruined this for you. It's a perfect product. Even in the regular season, the other leagues seem so dull by comparison.
Totally.
Is that accurate?
But college football is great, too.
College football is great, but are you as into the playoff as you thought you would be? Because I am not.
I hate the Wiggies of the world. I love Wiggies.
I hate
the Wiggies of the world that say that they need to keep expanding it. So tonight, right?
Yeah.
You have Ohio State against Indiana
right.
for the Big Ten championship.
Yep.
The Big Ten now that has teams in, like, Nicaragua. And you're watching this game, and both are going to be in. Like, it's like the Thanksgiving games
drama.
In MIAA that are not played by the starters because they have the Super Bowl coming up the week after.
Right.
Like, I don't know why you think that's a good idea. Last year, Ohio State lost to Michigan in a massive upset in Columbus, still got to the playoff and won the national championship.
But the genie's out of the bottle. They're not going backwards for fewer teams, right, in a smaller playoff ever.
But I don't know. Then what's the point of these games for the
What a week for BC, by the way. Cash, speaking of burning cash, and Barrage is out, and we have a transformation. Are you back in on the Eagles?
Dylan Lonergan's gone, which is a real bummer to me.
Griffin is the BC guy over there. He is fired up.
Griffin's a BC guy?
Well, he's their producer. He's the executive producer of BC Sports.
Oh, wow. What do you think, Griff? What's the plan?
No idea.
All right. That's why he gets the big bucks.
Here.
Oh, he's fired up. This guy's season ticket holder.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going to change. I hope they actually spend. I got yelled at by people at BC for having the idea, the opinion that they should either win or get off the pot.
I think you inspired them. You might have been part of this.
I sure was.
All right, you can join the show, 617-779-7937. We have some runners coming back in. I believe these are people that have finished. I don't see Greg.
This would be confusing for James. There's a lot of bald Santas walking around.
Bobes is back. Great job, Bobes. Is Greg finished? No. Not even. Well, that was a
He's
no.
He's walking?
That was a definitive no.
With a walker or no? Okay.
What kind of shape is he in? Does he look? Looking good.
Not exactly breaking news.
All right. We are at the Scorpion Bar in Boston, a big night venue. It's Ken and Curtis. We continue. And I do want to get your take on the Oviedo signing. We have some calls, some Red Sox hot stove calls.
I love Sox talk.
So,
let's do it.
I know you're very optimistic about the baseball team, so we'll get to that next, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The men working here, the men at work. Curtis always at work, except until 10:30 when he leaves the program early.
Yeah. Ooh, Baby Blue.
Baby Blue, Greg Hill Roadshow merch. We are at a Greg Hill Show event here today. Good cause, as always. That's the Greg Hill Foundation. So all proceeds for everybody who entered today's Jingle All the Way 5K.
Right.
Going to the great beneficiaries who Greg handpicks, his committee, and gets cash to people in need quickly. It's a
and we're gonna have an passion. We're gonna have an open tryout at 10:15 for Courtney's doula. We're gonna see they're able to do it.
Great, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it's gonna be electric.
Kenny Curtis at the Scorpion Bar in Boston. Thank you for joining us today.
We usually come here much later in the day.
We do. We'll be banging in here about Saturday 11:30 p.m. You know,
this is like a world.
It's hard to get you out of here.
Oh, when I. When I randomly will have to, like, you know, go to Logan or something late in the day, and you drive back and it's Southie at night, it's like this world I don't even – it's two different places. It's like P-Town during the day, P-Town during night. Just different spots entirely. But Scorpion Bar looks great. Electric.
Now, you were throwing some cold water on the Red Sox trades to this point.
My God, do you have a lineup card?
Well, this is my top 10 hot stoves anticipated signings. There's been only one big signing.
Is it concerning to people that this guy's in charge of content?
Hey, you got a better option? Go ahead and put your hat forward.
I got it. I wear a backwards hat. Those are cooler.
Dylan Cease is off the market. 7 years, $210 million.
Yeah, a little out of our budget.
But everybody else is still out there. So this is just beginning, right? You would agree. We're just getting underway. Winter meetings this week in Orlando.
Totes.
So the hot stove is cooking. I mean, it's firing.
It's honestly too hot.
Fire it up. Now, what is potentially troubling to Red Sox fans is you thought they were going to get a number two starter. They have not done so yet. I think we all would agree Sonny Gray is not that. And this guy, Oviedo, is
certainly not that. Wait, if a guy's better than Pedro, how is he not your number two starter?
Baby Pedro?
Well, you say he's better?
Sonny Gray?
But Baby Pedro, if he's really Baby Pedro, why isn't he your number two starter?
I think he is capable, but he hasn't proven it yet. Even okay. I have to admit, he's not.
I mean, Sonny Gray is basically Walker Buehler part two.
Well, you hope he's a Walker Buehler that becomes...
It's an organization that doesn't have the balls to actually spend legitimate money to get people that are a known commodity, so they trade for a guy that's expensive short-term.
But Walker Buehler closed out a World Series 2 years ago. Like, he could have worked.
But there's a reason why you got him for a one-year deal, because he's not as attractive, because he's not a commodity that people believe will be as successful as guys like Garrett Crochet.
Right. So they're hoping Sonny Gray works, and it may not.
But it's unlikely to have it be... What my point is that there are ways to get, not guarantees, but relative locks... Like, we all believe Garrett Crochet was going to have a great year. He had a great year. Maybe overachieved slightly, but the reality is you paid a lot to get him in terms of prospects. You signed him to an extension, and you got pretty much what you expected.
You paid for certainty, that to use a Brad Foote
phrase. So why won't they pay for certainty in other areas? Because they don't care as much. They don't. It's not as important to them.
They are on a budget.
I mean, it's like
they've got a salary cap.
I mean, I'm sure you could go to Filene's basement and spend 10 hours there and find a real thing, or you could just go get Courtney a Hermes bracelet.
Ken Rosenthal is very respected. He believes the Red Sox are done adding starting pitching. He's not.
Did your opinion of him change when he was such a douche to the cameraman?
I mean, I think that's his brand.
With a bow tie, gives it away.
You don't think he was like a great guy, right?
I mean, that was my first guest ever on D&C was Ken Rosenthal.
Nice job.
It was huge.
No wonder you got the job.
Look at Josh. So, yes. What is your question?
Rosenthal saying they might be done with pitching. So, how pissed off would you be if this is it for the pitching staff? I think that's just the reality.
I don't think I'd be pissed off. Nothing's changing. Like Sam Kennedy stands on a mountaintop and says things are changing and then changes nothing.
To spin it in a positive way, though, you have Crochet.
Right.
You have Baby Pedro. You've got Sonny Gray. You have Cutter Crawford coming back.
Cutter Crawford.
You have Patrick Sandoval coming back from Tommy John.
You'll see more of Wiggy at the 5K than you'll see of Cutter Crawford in a game down the stretch.
You've got Connolly Early. You've got Peyton Tolley. You might have Tanner Houck. You have nine starting
pitchers. What happened to Tanner Houck?
Yeah, I don't know. He was doing those Nissan commercials, and that's the last we saw of him.
You never trusted Tanner.
I know Jesse in Tampa's been hanging on. He has not been a fan of the trades. Let's go to Jesse on the phone lines here on the Kenny Curtis Show. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. I heard you guys on the radio for a long time, going back to, like, Callahan and Mutt. So, yeah, just a quick thing about the Red Sox. I mean, trading Garcia for Oviedo, the two prospects for Gray. I mean, you could package all these guys and get Skubal. And even if Skubal doesn't sign, you can still flip him at the deadline. But you're not going to get any value for Gray. You're giving away prospects. Same with Oviedo. I mean, like, the guy's going to be 28 when the season starts. I don't know how much upside he has, but you know, they're operating as a small market team. Like, these are Tampa moves. And, you know, Toronto wants to spend money. I can't stand how John Henry operates the team now. There's just no excitement going into the season. But you're giving away prospects here for ponies, not horses. What do you guys think?
All right, thank you for the
call. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, one thing, I know you're a fan of former ESPN baseball writer, prospect guy, Keith Law.
Oh, God.
Now he's with the Athletic.
Well, I wonder if Keith Law and Rosenthal are the same person.
He actually might be. He made the case that the Oviedo trade was not for Oviedo. It was for this catcher, Adonis Guzman, who came back in the trade. He was a fifth-round pick of the Pirates. Like, they actually made the trade to get a defensive-first catcher who's an A-ball.
Well, I was hearing yesterday that they were they didn't take any catchers in the drafts recently, and they had to restock it, which is right. That should be a priority.
So that's what they're doing.
Low-A catchers.
They traded the password to restock the catching.
At least I don't have to hear these losers call them the password anymore.
But you know what's going to happen with Oviedo?
What?
Super pen.
I feel so old.
Chapman is the Cuban missile.
Yes, crisis.
You've added the Cuban rocket. So he's going to be a little protege.
Is this on brand, Ken, rooting for Cuba?
Well, this is what's happening. You got another righty in there. You got Chapman. They're Cuban brothers. So he's going to coach him up. You get another righty in the pen, a setup guy.
Would you want to go visit? Remember when Evan Drellick went to Cuba?
Some of my wife's family go to Cuba because they're Canadian. They can go down there, and they love it. They rave about it.
Really?
Everything's cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Oh. Cheap flights from Canada.
I'll wait for you to tell me about it.
Okay. Let's go to D.C. You like D.C.?
I love D.C. Beautiful city.
Safer these days. Let's go to Justin, who's down there. Hello, Justin.
Gentlemen, Ken, I told you a couple weeks ago they're not going to get a number two. They're going to get a couple of reclamation projects. And you were indignant that that would mean Breslow's lying. And that's kind of where we are. So I wanted to make 2 points and ask you guys a question. So John Henry was never going to spend this offseason because him and Steinbrenner are the two owners that want to take baseball away from us fans in 2027 by going to the players, crying that they're not making enough millions of dollars by owning their teams and that they need a hard salary cap. You can't go and blow out your budget the year before you go and lock out baseball players and lead the charge. So we can take McAdams' reporting to be fact that maybe they'll spend $40 more million up to the CBT too. Then that leads me into my second point, which is Breslow took this job understanding these financial constraints. So as fans and as radio people, I think it's more interesting because anybody can win with the top 10 payroll. You can get into the playoffs with the top 10 payroll. Why aren't we judging Breslow based on the constraints that he was given? And specifically, this will make it very clear. I'm not talking about arguably two of the worst trades in Red Sox history, which is trading away an NL Cy Young winner for Vaughn Grisham and Rafael Devers for absolute trash, which I don't think Breslow gets enough criticism for. I'm talking about wasting $9 million on Patrick Sandoval, wasting $8 million on Christian Campbell, who you did not need to sign, and wasting $3 million on a buyout for Walker Buehler this season. If you add all of that up, you get $20 million. If you add that to the $40 million that they have left to spend, you would have enough money not to get a number two, but you could go get two big bats. So my point is, outside of Breslow just not being good at this job, if you take all of his moves on balance, He had a young roster that was touted with top prospects who were cheap. And you're telling me if he can't create a contender with all of this wealth of talent and he's financially mismanaging the money that he is given from the owner, shouldn't that be the lens that we look at the financials through so we can go in the ins and outs of these players and these deals to see if it was worth it rather than just complain that the owner is a miser?
All right, Justin, thank you. That's a well thought out phone call there for a Saturday
excellent
morning. That is a lot of facts, figures, and takes.
I mean, it's just to me, like, I don't really care how you do it. If you make the team better, if they are closer to winning a championship, that's great. What bothers me is the way people defend the approach. They have decided to spend less money. They have decided to try and make this an organization that can streamline success without as much user cost.
Yep.
And this is all being done as John Henry is leading other owners to the brink of a lockout where we will only have one more year of baseball, potentially for the next couple years.
Yep.
So why would I ever root for that guy who has made billions of dollars on the backs of hardworking people in this area to go support his team for him to now be more loyal to the overall way in which he can make money than to have successful players play in front of those fans?
I know you hate when I do this, but it could be worse. I mean, there are much worse.
I don't think it could be, because at least in Pittsburgh, you don't pay a lot. You can go to the game.
Oh, my God. Don't even. That is the worst owner in pro sports.
Okay, but how much does it cost to go to a – it's a brand-new, beautiful stadium.
Whatever it costs, it is.
Well, let's get Courtney. She knows Pittsburgh.
You might as well just go, like, to visit, like, as a tourist attraction. It's just
right, but does the owner tell you he's trying to win?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got spin. He's got spin. It's frustrating. At least John Henry is somewhat trying, I guess is the point.
But let's print the shirts. We're somewhat trying. That sounds awesome.
What about the Japanese pitcher, Tatsuya Amai? That could be the guy they add before it's all said and done. We're going to get to the bottom of that with
oh, my God. I was just going to say something. Can you say that again? What's his name, the Japanese pitcher?
Tatsuya Amai.
I want him to sign just so Courtney has to say that every 5 days.
Now, Courtney is here. Greg Hill has finished.
Oh, my
back
God.
In the building. I see Santo is here. Bobes is here.
Santo Claus.
Slash, so the whole crew, and we're going to get an update on how it went when we return. The Kenneth Curtis Show broadcasting from Scorpion Bar in Boston at the Greg Hill Foundation, Jingle All the Way 5K.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.